If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Homes.com has collaboration tools to help home shoppers search, share, and discuss home shopping with family, friends, and their agent directly through the site. Though it was fun to get that email from your husband about that three-bedroom in the hills, to which you replied via text that you would never live in the hills and you'd like to find a three-bedroom closer to the beach, to which he replied, "Why are you so uncompromising?" A fun way to spend an afternoon, but we think it's just a tad bit easier our way. Homes.com.
Ding dong.
We've done your homework.
Rolling along on a Tuesday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Six, count them, six job openings officially now open in the NFL.
Could be a seventh a little bit later on today. They're talking about maybe Harbaugh now in Baltimore could potentially be on the way out. So that could happen at some point today.
That's just not going to happen.
That's what I was told. That's what I was told. Many, many moons ago that they wouldn't fire John Harbaugh.
Yeah, right. Well, firing, trading, I saw something could be potentially a trade maybe percolating for John Harbaugh. Or maybe he just decides after 19 years he just wants to walk away and say, you know what, I'm going to go find something else to do with my time. And, you know, it's a good parting of ways. So there could be another one today. But, you know, 6 out of 32, that's still – you know, pretty big percentage of teams that are looking for new head coaches, and we're going to go through the list a little bit later on, and I'm looking at all these, and there's one thing that they all have in common. Bad owners, man.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. and sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Like, it is a bad time to be a guy or a gal that is looking for the opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL because the teams that are available to you have some really bad ownership involved.
Yeah, things kind of soured in Indianapolis, too, with Miss Irsay.
Yeah.
It was good, and then it wasn't.
Well, that's not up to them, though. I mean, like, Daniel Jones got hurt, and everybody else spiraled out of control. They got a guy that was on the shelf for 5 years being retired coming in to play quarterback. I mean, that one right there, I look at and I go, that's just bad luck for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, and then they just kind of went away from Jonathan Taylor, or they gassed him out too early, one of the two. That's just – what a sad season for them.
Yeah. I mean,
kind of knew by week 11 – it wasn't happening for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know until about week 14, 15, it wasn't happening for the Colts.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Jones injures the other leg, and then Jonathan Taylor and all that sort of stuff. It's always interesting to see how things can go from so high to so low in just one season of the NFL. One thing that was high, no pun intended, was Snoop Dogg last night as he was guest commentary on the Clippers and Warriors game,
yeah.
And then Steve Kerr gets ejected and Snoop Dogg takes over.
Kawhi under control.
Oh, good hands. Good hands. They've been ripping them all day. Cookies and cream. They opened up a cookie shop on them. To the rack, Jimmy.
Wait, you got him. He's not going to be all right the rest of the night. You know that, right?
I don't know if I'm going to make it the rest of the cookies and cream. Okay, I like it.
That's why we need more fun in sports.
Exactly, okay. Man. I'm sure the Hardos were mad, right, last night. Like the NBA nerds were complaining that Snoop Dogg was ruining the game for them. But Snoop Dogg is the type of guy that makes the game better for those who aren't interested in the game, right? Had I known he was on there last night, I probably would have flipped the game on. I absolutely would have turned the game on last night had I known he was going to be partaking in this. That's what I said years ago when they said, who should be Monday Night Football? I said, it should be Justin Timberlake. And people were like, what does he know about football? Who cares? I mean, he's very entertaining.
Funny. Yeah.
He's going to make you laugh. He's going to make you think. He's going to make you engaged. He's going to make you watch the game. I mean, it was like Bill Walton, the late Bill Walton back in the day. I watched college basketball games at 10 o'clock at night. I didn't care who was playing, but Bill Walton was talking and I didn't know what was going on and I loved every minute of it and it was entertaining. And we've lost that along the way when it comes to sports, I think, for a lot of people. They take it too serious, you know? It's like, that's the fun side of sports. That's what we should want, you know? More of that as opposed to more of, you know, people, you know, breaking down the X's and O's and yelling at people about stuff.
I mean, it's better than Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football. They gave that guy a chance and he about wrecked the entire set.
Yeah, but at least they gave him a chance, right? Like they gave that opportunity to him where nobody else was looking outside the box at that point in time. And it was like, all right, let's try something different. And Dennis Miller was probably the wrong guy to do that with. You know, I don't know that his Q rating at this time when he was on Monday Night Football or really at any point in time has ever been as high as like a Snoop Dogg would have been or somebody like that. Like you have to think when you look at the Q ratings of famous people in the United States, I would imagine Snoop Dogg is one of the highest. Right? Right? Like, he probably has one of the highest Q ratings of pop culture figures in the United States, right? Kardashians probably don't, you know? And you can go through all the TikTokers, the hell with all that. But
my niece and nephew know Snoop Dogg, and my grandma would know Snoop Dogg.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yep. Right. And nobody doesn't like Snoop Dogg, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't hear people complaining about, you know, Snoop Dogg. And every once in a while, there's something somebody will complain about. But for the most part, I think his Q rating resonates with everybody. And he's very, very well liked by people. That's why I think he would be somebody that would be good for a situation like that, because everybody likes Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's on a good run. He did the Olympics. Remember that? He was the guest in the booth, and then he caught the kickoff in that college bowl game that he had in his brand.
Yeah.
And then he has this in basketball. So there's not a sport he can't, you know, kind of be a part of.
Yep.
He's kind of locked in. It just lets you know that sports are in everybody's life. Mm-hmm. Whether your sport is basketball, hockey, baseball, football, whatever it may be. And, you know, you saw, I think, Marshawn Lynch's tweet the other day whenever Seattle won the number one seed.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
What did he say?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh, okay.
But he gave a shout out to all his guys. And then he's like, and then to that ginger quarterback as well. Props to I mean, Marshawn Lynch, Snoop Dogg. Why, everybody knows who they are.
But the other one, you mentioned hockey, and it got me to thinking over the weekend, Will Ferrell was at the Kings game, and he was dressed as a referee, and he was calling every play like a referee behind the glass and stuff like that. Like that's fun. That's comedy. That's enjoyable type stuff, and that's why I think it works. So, yeah, you know, Snoop Dogg on more games for me, Marshawn Lynch on more games for me. Give me Jane Lynch on more games, for God's sakes. Yeah. Nixon, five. But, you know, all the randos that you want to give me, it's so much better than the cookie-cutter stuff that I think sometimes we get on Sunday afternoons and maybe weeknights during the NBA games.
Cookie cutter, cookies and cream.
Kawhi under control.
Oh, good hands. They've been ripping them all day. Cookies and cream. They open up a cookie shop on them. To the rack, Jimmy.
Wait, you got him. He's not going to be all right the rest of the night. You know that, right?
I don't know if I'm going to make it the rest of the night. Cookies and cream. Okay, I like it.
The best part is he just flows right into the broadcast. Like, there's no like, oh my God, this is somebody new. This is a guest. This is, so he just fit right into the broadcast. It was like, just calling the game. It's great.
Calling the game.
Yeah. Do it more.
Steal the ball, go up the rack. Yeah, it's great.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, that's the term in basketball, cookies, when you get your ball stolen from you and the guy gets it. Like, that's terminology I think the common fan knows. I mean, I remember like playing basketball as a little kid, like it'd be like cookies. And it'd be a guy stealing the ball going, and then there's Snoop Dogg, relatable, right? That's what sports is. Like sports, when it's relatable, it's fun. Because you can hear a guy like Snoop Dogg who's been all over the world, right? And done
everything.
Different things, literally everything. Yeah. Like from rapping to acting to commentary on YouTube about the Animal Planet, which is one of the funniest
Oh, yeah, that is
brought good. That up on the text line. Like,
he's got really good kids music, too.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yes, like for like... No. Infants to babies, toddlers.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Sing along music.
My buddies do it. Yeah. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
He's got like stuff like that.
Yeah, like his main one is the wheels on the bus.
Yeah, people love it.
Oh, I had no idea. I don't know that was around when we were going through the 2 and 3 year old stage. I wish it was.
He was in a different phase at that point.
And he's America's pitch man, too. You know, every time you turn on the TV, he's selling something, He's there.
Yes,
and that shows you the Q rating of Snoop Dogg and why he should be involved more in stuff like this.
Somebody says, remember when Snoop Dogg was blasting Todd Haley when Todd went to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I do remember that. This mother bleeper, Todd effing Haley. Like, it may still be in the system somewhere. I mean, look in the FESCO or advanced files. Snoop Dogg blasted Todd Haley. Yeah, that was because he's a Steelers fan. He was so mad at Todd Haley, you know, for doing whatever the hell he did in Pittsburgh and stealing all the fixtures from the house that he was renting, allegedly. But Snoop Dogg blasted Todd Haley. That was an all-time.
Is he going to show up to mini camp and all that other stuff? Because that's what's important. Like, if you don't get the rhythm of the team, then we don't need you, homie. Like, you got to come in here and do what we need to be done to get the rhythm and the chemistry. Like, that's what's missing. Like, whoever we going to get got to come in and get down with us. We don't need no divas, so to speak. So if he going to sign. If not, kick rocks.
And Aaron Rodgers takes him to the playoffs. So
yes. Love it.
Chasing me around all day yesterday. Little white dude with a little camera.
Hey, TV. Snoop, what do you feel about Jay-Z and the NFL thing?
I'm not answering.
Did you interview Snoop Dogg?
Yes. And when he does that, I'm like, that's probably me.
Chasing me around all day yesterday. Little white dude with a little camera.
Hey, TV. Snoop. What do you feel about Jay-Z and the NFL thing?
I'm not answering.
Oh, Lord.
It's literally me.
It's so funny because it's true.
It is.
That's every guy at Radio Row.
Everyone. It's like another one of you.
We'll talk about it in a little bit, but like, I mean, Snoop Dogg to the Giants, Raiders, Zona, Tennessee, Atlanta,
might
Cleveland.
As well.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, might as well. Yes. Might as well.
Yeah. I mean, calling out players, you know, every like It's funny that you say that because it is true. Like you said, your grandmother, your dad, your mom, your sister, your brothers, yep. Everybody knows Snoop Dogg. You're 10 years younger than me. You know Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I didn't really grow up on Snoop. Like, I obviously listened to, like, Dr. Dre and those guys. But, like, early 90s rap wasn't really my thing. And then he came out with the CD, like, Doggy Style.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and then that came out. I was like, oh, yeah, Snoop Dogg, kind of tight. And cool. Like, oh, well, let me tell you about Snoop Dogg back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah, the 90s.
Man, still doing that, man.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. He's transcended multiple generations. It's not just, you know, he got my generation and we're still hanging on for dear life and maybe picked up a couple along the way. No, he's encompassed everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Snoop Dogg.
Goes out to the A16. I get a shout out for my mom, Vicky Hall. She retired from the ammunition plant after 20 years last night. 20 years.
Way to go, Vicky. Way to go, Vicky. Nicely done.
Gosh, did they give you any parting gifts?
Like, not a chance.
Here's a couple of missiles. Enjoy the 4th of July. Have a great retirement party.
A watch, maybe. You got to get a watch or something, man.
That's what they gave Dennis Hopper in Speed. You haven't seen that one yet, have you?
Not
20 years seems like a long time to you, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that feels like yesterday to me. Yeah. Like 20 years, like
it's a long time.
I think it's crazy. Coming up next, we'll get into the available job ranks, which are the best if there is one, and coaches that could be seen the hot seat in 2026. We'll get into all of that next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
That's cool. This goes back to our shout out to Miss Hall. They made her a cool plaque with bullet cases.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. Come enjoy your retirement.
You got to have a nice pension, right? That's like a pretty solid job.
Yeah.
20 years at the ammunition plant. Always drove by that. Had no idea what it was.
Right there on Bannister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Used to drive by there all the time, be like, what is that? And then my stepdad would look at me and be like, that's one of the most important buildings in the entire United States.
Yeah, they're making a lot of stuff over there.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell. I don't think that's what that means. But it is a Tuesday. For those of you that celebrate, congratulations. It's going to be a nice Tuesday.
It's going to be a beautiful
60
day.
60 degrees. Get a nice grill session going. Get into that. Trader Joe's book of yours.
There we go.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
What are you going to make on the grill today?
Exactly. I got to find out. Made that miso soup last night. It was good.
Yeah.
Good. It was great.
Salty?
Pot sticker miso soup. Yeah, it was good. I didn't have any of the celery, which is like such a, like, I know it's only the garnish, but I
like the crunch.
Yeah, the crunch is important.
The texture's important.
So next time.
Cooking is addicting, especially when you get to enjoy that it comes out the way that it should.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
If you fail a couple times, you're like, all right, we're dine out people.
Yeah. But I'm with you. It is enjoyable for me. It's like relaxing. Oh, it's awesome. And, you know, my wife would be like, you do all this work and we eat for like 2 minutes. It's not worth it. I'm like, no, it is.
What,
absolutely.
Tacos?
It's definitely worth it, you know? You go out there, prepare a nice meal. It's great for everybody.
Tacos are always that way to me. It's like, it takes 25 minutes to prep it all up, takes 2 minutes to destroy, and another 25 to put it all away.
Yep.
I got to put the beans over here, the lettuce back in the bag. I got to put the tomatoes over here. I got to put the meat over here. Like, it just
tacos, unless you're preparing it for a lot of people, maybe at home, that may be an eat-out type of opportunity. I was looking at something yesterday. It had the best Mexican restaurants in every state, you know, and San Antonio's got number one in the state of Kansas. You know, there was some place in Missouri that was out in Springfield that became the best Mexican restaurant in the state of Missouri. I haven't been down to the one that they mentioned in Springfield, but they had San Antonio's on there. And I was like, man, why do I even try to make tacos at home when I can roll down there and they can make them for me and they're going to be the best tacos you ever did have, you know?
That is crazy. The older you get, you go from loving the soft taco at Taco Bell to liking like authentic Mexican street tacos.
Yes.
Why did I love this?
Yeah.
Like, why was this not introduced to me? It's like salmon. Like,
yeah.
Why didn't we eat salmon as a kid? You'd have never ate it.
It's true. You would never have eaten it as a kid. That's the thing. You would eat the Taco Bell tacos as a kid. You would never look at cilantro or white onion or whatever it is.
Beto saw his white onions.
He did. And you would put those on top of your taco, right? You wouldn't do that as a kid, but a bean burrito at Taco Bell, hell yeah, you did, because you saw the commercial.
Praise Smash. God, I love that bean burrito.
It is really good.
Extra cheese, extra sauce, no onion. That's a stretch, but it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFL announced yesterday, because I think we did nail this yesterday. We said before 10 o'clock or after we got off the show that two jobs would open up. And I think we said, or at least I said, it would be the Raiders and it would be Arizona. And Gannon was fired yesterday, that weirdo. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that video of him circulating yesterday where he was like doing missile sounds at like Kyler Murray or whatever the hell that was? Like,
it was Buddha Baker, wasn't it?
It was Buddha Baker.
He like meets him and he's like, shots, shots, shots. And he's just like, he goes from like bad. Smiling to like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, this is our guy. Yeah. When did you lose the job? That day, man.
Did you guys ever watch Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
They had the picture say it says, Murr lasted 3 years in Arizona. They put a hat, an Arizona hat on him. I mean, that's what they basically hired, was an impractical joker. Yes. Guy went from being like the nicest guy in the room and cringe to like smacking players on the sideline. If you've ever wanted to not continue being a coach, hit a player.
Like, yeah,
that'll always happen.
But why didn't they fire him after that? You know, that save really money. Is the, well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's why we're sitting in this spot with these coaches that are looking for these jobs, because it really does start with ownership. I mean, look at the difference in the Royals from Glass to Sherman and the way that it's been and how much better it's been and how much more exciting it's been and whatnot. When you have good ownership in sports, it makes everything else better. And you see these teams that are looking for coaches, guys. I feel like we've talked about these teams every other year that are looking for coaches, or in the Raiders case, every year they're looking for a new head coach. If you're an organization and you're hiring a new head coach every other year, or like the Raiders every year, it's time to look in the mirror and wake up and realize you are the problem. It's not the coaches that you're hiring. It's you as the owner. And I think Clark Hunt did a little of that when he hired Andy Reid. He came in and said, all right, I need help, man. Like, this organization isn't going in the right direction. It's not going in the right spot. Like, I need some help. And he went and got the best. He got Andy Reid to come in here and kind of be that leader. That's what these organizations need. The problem is, guys, there's not a lot of Andy Reids walking around out there that can come in and turn an organization on a dime.
So there are six available vacancies in the NFL with head coaching jobs that rank. I don't know if this is the actual list of where you would be. It sure seems like this is probably the list of where they are, at least best to worst. Number one being the Giants, because you look at jobs that have a situation that you go into and it's not like doom and gloom. And obviously, as Bob just mentioned, like, ownership is key too. Like, I think the Giants have good ownership.
Well, I used to think that.
I think they want to win, right? I think they have shown that they can win. They've at least have two Super Bowls in the last 20 years, right?
Out of these six teams, I'd choose them or Arthur Blank. Yeah, Giants or Atlanta.
The Giants or Atlanta, they're number one, but
as far
it's not
as ownership's concerned.
Yeah, but it's more by default than it is like I'm excited about it. You know,
it's like being the most popular kid in fifth grade. Like, congratulations, you're fat and funny. When you get to be in high school, that no longer is cool. Like, no one cares. Like, everyone's worried about finding a girl or, you know, making grades, moving on in life. Like, the funny farts in class aren't cool anymore. But the Giants seem to have what I would think the most appealing job. Mm-hmm. You have a quarterback.
That's it. Yep.
You have a starting wide receiver.
Yep.
You've got a defensive front that's got Burns and Abdul Carter. So you've got a little bit of foundation
Extra
to build
Lawrence.
Upon.
Lawrence.
You're not going into, like, you know, a completely torn down, like, hey, good luck. Here you go. I mean, you do have a division that is...
It's winnable.
It's competitive, but it's also a winnable division, because this was the first time in 20-plus years the same team has won it in back-to-back years, right, in Philadelphia. But I think the Giants' job would be the one that I would love the most if I was a coach of availability to take over a job, just because of, I think Dart has a future, just got to figure out how to mature him in the league and be like, hey, I understand that, you know, you think you're invincible, but these guys are also caught up in the league. You're playing against the best of the best of the best, sir.
Right.
Right. The Raiders' job. Another appeasing job, right? It's in Vegas, pretty new stadium, can be an attractive job. Tom Brady is involved, and I don't know how attractive it is. I think you're going to lose your best player on your roster.
You got to trade him. You have to trade Max Crosby.
Brown. Oh, Max Crosby. Yeah. I don't think he's probably I think Brock Bowers is probably the best player on the roster.
He will get there, but Brock Bowers did not have the year that he was expected to have this year.
Yeah, he did miss some games. He was kind of invisible. I hate to say the word invisible this year, but I don't remember much of Brock Bowers this year in the NFL.
Part of that is because of injury plagues.
And they should have sat him. He played through that knee injury, and he wasn't the same for sure. But yeah, I don't know. This division's second or first hardest in the league. I think this job's tough, man.
I think the Raiders' job sucks. And the reason I think it sucks is because of Mark Davis. And you had mentioned Tom Brady. Like, what's going on there, right? Is he taking over? Is he taking control? Because until the owner is willing to, you know, to be different, it's just going to be the same, you know, bag of suck out there in Las Vegas, the destination is very attractive, as is the Arizona destination for me. Yeah. But I'm just looking at like ownership and quarterback, and I think Giants and Atlanta kind of separate themselves, you know, from everybody else. You've got Penix at least, you know, like a young guy that if you're a coach and you saw some talent, he's a first round pick. Hopefully he could stay healthy. You still have one more year at least of Kirk Cousins, you know, kind of involved there. They got your Bijan Robinson and, you know,
Drake London.
They got some offensive weapons out there that they can really, you know, go to bat with. But I mean, these other
and
jobs,
that division sucks.
And that division is very winnable. Just like the NFC East, I think, is a very winnable division right now.
Arizona's division sucks?
No, Atlanta.
That's a tough division.
That job sucks too. Like the Arizona job, destination wonderful, but no quarterback and a division that's hard to win. Tennessee, I mean,
it's actually a pretty decent one.
It's not bad.
The ownership, I guess, sucks. I know that.
Yeah.
But if you add the Bergonzi with the possibility of Nagy, they've got a Cam Ward. That division is getting better, but it's not the NFC
West. It's probably third on the list
just
because of the quarterback, right?
Yeah,
because of Cam Ward being there. And in Cleveland's a mess. I mean, this owner yesterday for Cleveland, man, this guy's out here yelling and screaming about how this is unacceptable. You're the owner of this team who foisted Deshaun Watson on your organization, who got rid of Baker Mayfield, who then brought in, you know, Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round that nobody wanted on. Like, that is a dysfunctional mess there in Cleveland.
At least you got Myles Garrett.
Yeah, but I would trade him this offseason. You know, you're doing a rebuild. What's he helping you do?
Atlanta, Penix is an interesting one because he's not as young as you think.
No, he's not.
And he's insanely injury prone.
Yep.
And I don't know if, like, because the NFL, the lifespan is so short on, like, what you can prove and when you can prove it. And Kirk Cousins just, I think we can all tell that he's lost everything that he ever had. It's not like that he still has that sort of go-get-it mentality. Like, he'll have that random, you know, 450-yard passing game with three touchdowns, two interceptions, and look like Kirk Cousins of old. And then he'll come back the next week, throw four interceptions in the first half. And, I mean,
yeah, you can't have that.
Now, Atlanta, to me, that division is one that you could, you know, go from worst to first.
Easy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's one of the worst, if not the worst, division in football, and they won their last four games of the season. They won four games in a row with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
and they had two first-round picks that were defensive that really started, James Pierce being one of them, that started to look good. They got one of the better corners in the NFL and A.J. Terrell. Like, there's some pieces there in Atlanta. They're talented.
The surprise fire, I think, for me, was a very surprise firing right there. But then now you start to realize and hear from people about, you know, some things were going on behind the scenes that weren't up to snuff or whatever they always leak out, you know, after, you know, they fire a coach or whatnot. But I mean, yeah, to win your last four games, that's like a boost, you know, you would think going into next season and saying, all right, maybe we got things moving in the right direction. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. We won our final four games of the year. We were, you know, involved in upsetting playoff races and whatnot, but I mean, they're still moving on. So that organization is very much cursed from that 28-3 Super Bowl, you know, and I don't care what anybody says, that thing is still hanging over that organization's head and probably will for a while, man. They have not been able to recover from that.
Giants have the best quarterback situation. Tennessee is the second best.
I think so.
I'd flip it, but yeah, it's an argument.
Yeah. You'd have Cam Ward over Jackson Dart.
You would. Yeah. Tell me why.
I think he's more talented. I think he's got a better arm. I think he's got the scramble makeup ability. I think Jackson Dart's got more things that scare me right now. We talk about the concussions, the injury. I don't know his true ability to throw the football. I know his athleticism and his moxie, but I don't know about the rest of it. I think Cam Ward's got the it factor.
That's a fair point. I mean, I don't think we got to see Jackson Dart really throw the football because he didn't have anybody.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Part of
You know, at the end of the day, didn't have a lot of weapons around him. They all got injured again, you know, this year. So that's a fair take. I didn't watch enough Cam Ward to say whether or not I think he's arrived in the NFL or not, you know?
Who's Cam Ward's number one weapon? Tony Pollard?
Yeah, that rookie, Elik Amanor, was really good this
Who?
Year. Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. I can barely say his name.
Because, I mean, Dart made Wandell Robinson look a lot better.
Yep.
He has his tight end that looked good down the end of the
stretch.
Theo Johnson. Didn't even have Malik Nabers, who we think can be a stud in the league, who was a stud his rookie year. And then you have a dual back threat, right?
You have
Tracy
good
and
back.
Singletary. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to me, the Giants' job would be the one to go for.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think
and
the,
it's
Giants,
the Giants.
And it's the Giants. I mean, it's a you know, flagship franchise. It is a franchise that has had success. It's in the biggest market in the world. You win there, and, you know, everybody loves you. But, I mean, nobody's winning in New York right now, regardless of the sport. And so the Giants have an opportunity, and they have to go out there and, I think, hire an adult. I don't think they can go out there and hire a guy that's really never done this before, that doesn't have some sort of track record. But I don't know who those guys are right now. I mean, that's why I just always go back to, yeah, 6-11 stunk this year. But, man, we still got Andy Reid, and we're not talking about going through the hiring cycle again. I mean, how many times have we talked about Arizona guys going through the hiring cycle since Andy Reid was hired as head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs? This is probably the fourth time now that that organization has gone through the hiring cycle. Think about the Giants when they hired Andy Reid in 2013. How many times the Giants have gone through the hiring cycle since Andy Reid has been here? Four or five times probably now, you know, for them. You look at the Raiders, the same thing. They're hiring a new coach every year. They probably had 13 coaches in 13 years that Andy Reid's been here as the head football coach. You know, Arizona hires coaches every other year. Tennessee had a guy and they fired him. And so now they're trying to figure things out. And then Cleveland's a, you know, a GD mess. And so, I mean, you can't look at anything that they do, but I'm sure they've hired four or five coaches since Andy Reid has been hired here in Kansas City. It's these same teams that hire over and over and over again. And it's the same song and dance. After two or three years, the head coach is fired, the GM is fired, and we start this process from zero. The problem isn't the coaches and the GMs. It's the owners not knowing the right way to hire and the right way to run their organizations.
Since Andy Reid's been in Kansas City, Arizona's had four head coaches.
Is that counting the new one they're going to get ready to hire?
Yeah, that'll be their fifth.
That'll be their fifth.
So they just fired Jonathan Gannon. He was 2023 to yesterday.
Yeah.
Before that was Cliff Kingsbury.
Yep.
He was there from 19 to 22. Before that was your guy, Steve Wilks. Mm-hmm. He was there 2018, then gone. And then before that was Bruce Arians, 2013 to 2017, because Andy was either going to go there, stay in Kansas City, stayed in Kansas City. Arizona took Bruce Arians. Before that was Ken Whisenhunt, and he took him to the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner, where they lost to Pittsburgh.
And they fired him, too. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So that's where their head coach. Cliff Kingsbury, man, that's...
His name's not even being mentioned for head coaching jobs right now. I have not seen his name come up at all for a head coaching job.
I've only seen it in one spot.
Where at?
Kansas City's offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but not head coach.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but OC. Not head coach. OC, I'm fine with something like that. I mean, Absolutely. He's got the relationship with Mahomes and whatnot, and it was the first call that Andy made when they drafted Patrick Mahomes. So you might as well, you know, go out there and experience what you can with Cliff Kingsbury. And if Washington decides to let him go, yeah, I'd absolutely have a conversation with him because it's somebody different. It's a different voice. I am not interested in Eric Bieniemy. I am not interested in Mike Kafka. I am interested in different at this point in time because we've seen the same and the same kind of ran out of steam.
Would you rather have Cliff Kingsbury as your offensive coordinator with Mahomes in that relationship? Or would you rather bring in a guy that nobody has a relationship with in Nathan Chilhouse?
Just.
Yeah, probably the latter.
Kingsbury's kind of the run it back type mentor.
Yeah, he's tangential to that. Yeah. Let's get something new.
See, that's why I threw Dayball's name out there yesterday, too.
Okay,
somebody different, you know, somebody new, a hard ass. You get your red ass.
He's got that 2012 stank on him, though.
But that's so long ago.
He's like white Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
Little bald guy that's angry.
Scream at you, yeah.
He'll yell at you. He'll bring you that hard ass. The tweet.
Jonathan Gannon, he's pretty hard.
Yeah, exactly. Is he the defensive guy or the offensive guy?
Defensive guy. Steichen was the offensive.
Okay, no interest in Gannon. I wasn't going to make any interest in him anyway. But I think a guy like Brian Daboll, somebody of that nature that is different, that is new, that has not been here in this Andy Reid era before. Now, Andy technically did fire Daboll after that 2012 season, you know, but I mean that's 13 years ago.
That's also a new regime.
Yeah,
you clean it out, you bring in yours.
Exactly. So I mean, Daboll was here for a hot minute and whatnot, but I would think right now he would be somebody that you would consider to be a candidate because he's done really good things offensively in this league.
The seats stay hot though when the new season starts because you've got to imagine it happens every year. There are 6 to 7 coaches that will get canned every year. It seems like in the NFL. 2026 seats that could be warm. Some of the names that you guys have put in here, Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn.
Mm-hmm. If he makes it through this offseason.
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
They said that he is going to have a key voice in who will be the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a funny tweet yesterday. It was like Mike McDaniel's first question to the new GM. Will you be firing me?
That's right. Yeah, because that is a possibility.
And then Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. That's interesting. I mean,
yeah, I put KOC on the list because I do think after this season, man, you know how it is in the NFL. You have one bad year and everybody wants to run you out of town. I mean, we've had idiots mention Andy Reid leaving, you know, so
I'd also want to know like what KOC's insight was on JJ McCarthy.
Yeah.
Like, was that like a guy that he was like, hey, go get, because like that's the thing about head coaches and quarterbacks. Like there is bad ownership, but then there's also like, hey, if you're going to live and die by this guy, Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray is an example of that. I think I can make him something. Okay, well, if you can't, then we'll make sure we find somebody who can. Nobody could. And I think now Kyler Murray will probably be out of Arizona as well. Look for him to go to Vegas. That would be my guess.
Oh, my God. I hope so. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Fantastic. Go.
And then sorry, the Kramer. Other one that I put on here this morning is Peter LaFleur, yeah. a.k.a. Matt LaFleur in Green Bay.
That's a good one.
Because they're going to play Chicago.
Mm-hmm. He could be fired Monday, though.
I just don't think they'll do that.
I don't think it'll be this year, but I think 2026 will be like the evaluation year, right? Like they started off as one of the top five teams in football this year. And I know football is a long season. We always try to remind people, wait till December, and then we can figure things out, and you'll see what team you have, right? You saw that with Jacksonville. You saw that with a lot of these teams that, you know, as the season progressed, they either got better or they made changes and evaluated their game. And Peter LaFleur, a.k.a. Matt LaFleur, mm-hmm. in Green Bay is one of those names that we have seen reported as like, well, things are a little soured right now in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Now, they are a playoff team. They are the seventh seed. They did get in by the skin of their teeth. Now, if they go beat Chicago, all is well.
No question. The hot seat is done.
It's over. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And if I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm like, oh, I lost one of my top five players in Tucker Kraft. I lost my best player correct. In Micah Parsons, and I got my other best player back in Christian Watson, and he got hurt. Yeah. So, like, I need some help.
Yeah, that is true. The Micah Parsons injury is huge going into this postseason. Like, I don't think they're going to beat the Chicago Bears at all. But if they do, then you've got to talk about Matt LaFleur not being on that hot seat as we start next season. I think Dan Campbell's seat is the hottest going into next year. What do you guys think?
It's tough for me to think about that because of where he brought Detroit to.
Good point.
I would feel like he gets more than like a two-year stint. I think 2027 it could be that way because that's the unfortunate part about the NFL. That's the unfortunate part about life is that if you do really well at something, they will try to elevate you to another level, right? It happens with radio hosts. If you're really good in Omaha, you're probably going to get a job at another higher market. If you're good at that market, you're going to get a job at another higher market until you just finally reach that plateau. Some guys never get there. Some guys fail out. Some guys flame out. That's just the way it is. But I think Dan Campbell losing Ben Johnson, who's in the playoffs, mm-hmm. losing Aaron Glenn, who, whatever, he was his defensive guy. Maybe we'll find out that he's a better coordinator than he is a coach. But I think that gives you some sort of interesting way to look at Dan Campbell's job because of where Detroit has been their entire franchise and where he has brought them to gives him a little bit of, you know, free rent, I would say.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I think that's a really good point, you know, and I think that should be factored in. But sometimes I don't think we do factor in what should be, you know?
But I also think that, like, if you don't change and they're seeing staleness in the system,
yeah.
then they're going to have to try to find something else because the NFL is just a rapid turnover of a league. Like, yep. You look at all the teams in the playoffs this year that weren't in the playoffs last year. You look at teams that didn't make it this year that made it last year. You see teams go from worst to first every single year. New England did it this year. They found their guy. They found their quarterback. They found their system. It seems to be working. Mm-hmm. Denver's the same way. Made the playoffs last year. I get it. But it was one of those, hey, we made the playoffs. We're going to play the Bills and get absolutely obliterated in the first round. Mm-hmm. Now they're the one seed. So Peyton has extended his stay there. Bo Nix seems to be his guy there. And you know, it seems to be the way that they're moving that way. But out of all these coaches, like who would be your first guy that you would call?
And I'm speaking from a Giants perspective, I would call Mike McCarthy. That would be my guy. He's the adult. And I know he's not a sexy hire. And I know a lot of people roll their eyes, but he does win and he does turn programs around. And the Giants need winning and turning a program around. And he's a guy that I would be confident in that could do that, especially with a young quarterback.
I think I'm going Stefanski.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I think what he was able to do in Cleveland in a no-win situation and get them to the playoffs, at one point had them as like the number one seed going into the playoffs, and then obviously the season played out in the final couple months. But bringing in Flacco and making it work, getting dealt this Jimmy Haslam BS that he had to deal with, and then all of a sudden he's been two-time coach of the year, so he does have some sort of resume. And you put him into a system where it's like, hey, we trust you, go do this. Hey, why don't you be our guy in Vegas? Why wouldn't Vegas call Stefanski?
No, they should. Yeah, I would imagine they probably are. I mean, he's going to be a hot candidate, I think, because you mentioned the Jimmy Haslam side of things. I mean, you battled through that. You battled through that again. Then you battled through it even more. You know, you put up with it for 6 years of battling that owner in Cleveland and still getting to the postseason a couple times in a row. Yeah, I mean, and then also battling the Deshaun Watson thing. Like that was a bad situation to put your organization in. And if you're the owner, going out there and signing that guy to a contract A, then signing him to an exclusive contract B, and then basically saying he's going to be your quarterback when nobody wanted that guy around. It's a tough situation for Kevin Stefanski. He probably leaves Cleveland going, thank God I'm out of here, man.
No doubt. I mean, I would love that. Coming up on the other side, we're going to do our Tough Tuesday because it is Tuesday and it is a little bit tougher this time of the year because of what happened yesterday with certain people and losing their jobs. We do it all next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Jobs maybe missed out on hot seats on the other side was Cincinnati.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
For sure. Tampa Bay.
That's the hottest one, I think.
And Baltimore.
Did you see his comments yesterday?
Todd's?
Yeah.
What did he have to say?
I think I deserve the opportunity to fix things based on my track record or something like that. Yeah.
Good for him.
Based on your track record, Tampa Bay fans, they'll be the first to tell you, yeah, we've won the division four times in the last 5 years. Two of those times were with, what, 8-win seasons, 9-win seasons?
Yeah, they said won 2 years ago they did it.
Yeah, so it's like, this is, I don't care. I'm not impressed by the division.
But the problem is they signed him to a contract extension, as you guys pointed out yesterday, to a 4-year extension, what, in June or something like that? So there's still 3 years left on that contract.
Well, Liam will stay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure he will. Yep. Mm-hmm. And go to Jacksonville and completely revamp Trevor Lawrence.
Yep. And the other coach you lost is in your division.
Do you think we see a Super Bowl of two teams that you wouldn't think, or do you think we see a Super Bowl where it's two teams you would think?
Who do you think would be in the Super Bowl?
So, like, I would say, like, cliche think teams would be like Rams and Philly are in your NFC Championship game,
or San Francisco,
and then Buffalo and
the AFC's wide open,
right? Like, do you think the Super Bowl has a chance of being? Would you put more money on it being Buffalo and the Rams or Jacksonville and Seattle?
Yeah, I would say a team that I, with those two specific matchups, I'd go Rams and Bills. But just overall in the field, yeah, I think it's more likely to be two teams that I wouldn't expect because you went through it. There are really three teams, in my opinion, that I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Rams, Eagles, or Bills are in the Super Bowl.
Right. Who do you think is the most dominating team in this field right now? Because you look at the one seeds. I mean, we talked all year. We didn't think Denver was that great a team, right? They're the one seed. For the most part of the year, we were talking about Seattle. Like, are they the best team out there? They're the one seed in the NFC. Who really is the best team going into the postseason? Because I don't think anybody would sit there and say either Seattle or Philadelphia, or not Seattle, but Seattle or
Denver.
Denver are the best teams in the NFL at this point in time. But technically, both being the one seeds, they are the two best teams in the NFL at this point.
Like, imagine this rule being Houston versus Green Bay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it has an opportunity to be something like we've never seen before. From that standpoint, it's kind of interesting, you know? Like, I think a Buffalo being in the Super Bowl would be really cool, right? Yes. It would be really awesome to see what Buffalo would be like, right? See those fans last year, their stadium, finally have an opportunity to get to that Super Bowl and maybe win a Super Bowl for the first time ever. I think that would be a lot of fun. But I just like the fact that it is wide open right now. You're not walking into the playoffs going, well, everything runs through Arrowhead this year, or everything runs through New England this year, or everything runs through Green Bay, you know, this year. It is as wide open, guys, as I think it's ever been right now.
No doubt. It's either a really random year or we're giving zero credit to quarterbacks figuring things out in the league. Because AFC quarterbacks, Bo Nix, Drake May, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, CJ Stroud, Josh Allen, and I'm missing one. But you look at
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers, right? And then you go to the NFC side, and it's Stafford, and it's Hurts, and it's Love, and it's Darnold. And it's those type of guys. So, I mean, this is either going to be, we're going to think all this is going to happen, and then the very end of the day, it's going to be Seattle, or it's going to be the Rams versus the Bills, or we're going to get to Super Bowl Sunday, and it's going to be like, so who do you want to win? Do you want it to be New England, or do you want it to be Seattle, right? Like, that's where we're at. Like, whereas in years past, it's been like, well, it's going to probably be, you know, the Chiefs and Buffalo in the AFC Championship game. In the AFC side, it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Rams, and the best team's going to go on, right? Because last year, Washington tried to scare everybody, and then they ran into Philadelphia, and the Chiefs, basically what the Broncos are doing this year, did last year, where it's like, well, I don't know if I trust the Chiefs. They got a good defense. They do have Patrick Mahomes. They are the one seed. Everything goes through Arrowhead, and yet there they were. And this year, it's kind of like, that's why I think this year's playoff is going to be so much fun, because I don't really think there's a team where you can find
more positives than negatives. I think everything is kind of 50-50. I think you could be like, well, the Bills, right? You're like, oh, man, the Bills. But their rushing defense is absolutely atrocious. Mm-hmm. What if they run into a team that can absolutely just run the ball and take the ball out of Josh Allen's hands? Didn't see that coming because you were blinded by just Josh Allen. So, I mean, I think there's a lot that can happen in this playoff. But it is Tuesday, so we can get our tough Tuesdays. Max, your name is all on the list first. So fire away, young blood.
Yeah, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but college football right now, I think it's a tough Tuesday. Over 30% of college football players in the transfer portal.
Doesn't mean they're all going to leave, but it means they do have the option to leave.
What percentage comes back? I mean, it's probably too early to have even numbers on something
like
that.
For me, it's zero.
Right?
Once a girl answers the boyfriend transfer, I never see them again.
Yeah, I mean, once you enter the portal, you're gone, I feel like, right?
Most of the time, that's the way it goes, right? Yeah. We had one 4 or 5-star guy go in the portal, and he was naming the 4 schools he's visiting, and one of them was the school that he's at currently. So it is weird the way
this
thing
works.
Plus,
he wants more money.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see the locker rooms again. I want to see how campus is.
I want to see your check.
Yeah, exactly.
I transferred to BYU. I wouldn't wear the number 47 as a quarterback, but I'd go there and be, hey, crumble.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Got to figure out how to make money on this.
So you're saying that. Right, college football. I would disagree with you that college football is in a tough spot right now because I looked at the TV ratings, and that's really all that matters. People are watching this stuff, right? The Rose Bowl had 24 million viewers, most watched college football playoff game of the 12-team era. Cotton Bowl had 19 million viewers, up 37% from a year ago. Sugar Bowl had 19 million viewers, up 18% from a year. And then you had the Capital One Orange Bowl get you almost 16 million people watching, and none of those games really were close.
Yeah. Rose Bowl was Alabama and Indiana, is that right?
Yes.
Sugar Bowl was Ole Miss versus Georgia.
Yep.
And then I can't remember what the other
the Cotton Bowl was Miami versus Ohio State.
And that was New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, and that was the second highest at 19 million. Mm-hmm. And then you had Oregon Texas Tech, which was the least amount of viewed
games.
That
was the first game of the day on New Year's Eve, right?
Yes, that was the 11 a.m. game. Yeah.
What's your solution?
Get one transfer and less. So you can enter the transfer portal one time. Totally get it. 4 years. You're 18. Make a big decision. Didn't make the right one, right? Want to transfer. But you get two if your head coach leaves or if you're a graduate transfer. If you've already been there, you redshirted, now you're, you know, fifth or sixth year. Yeah, mm-hmm. You get a transfer after that. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But this isn't every year. 3 years I've transferred to 4 different schools. Like, come on. Let's go. Have a commitment. Choose something. You're getting paid now. That should mean something.
Yeah, it's gone back to the old Seinfeld approach. College sports is now you're rooting for laundry. You're no longer rooting for the players, and they come in as a freshman, and you know who they are, and then by the time they're seniors, you're throwing roses and having senior night. Like, that doesn't exist anymore in college sports. It really doesn't. Like, yeah, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, right? But, like, in college sports, it is now a professional level, and that's just the way it is, and that's the way you got to look at it. But the TV ratings being that high, it ain't changing.
No, you're right, Dustman.
Yeah, mine goes to the New York Jets. Nobody wants to go there.
Nobody,
at least according to Todd McShay.
Would you or would you not, as the representation or the representative, the rep for Dante Moore, kind of reach out to the Raiders and say, hey, my client's trying to make a decision. Give me, we can live with going to 30 of the 32 teams. Maybe it's 31. I can't allow him to go the New York Jets. And I realize in 2027, maybe he's the 7th pick or the 5th pick, or you know, or maybe he's the 1st overall pick and the Jets have all that ammo and they can get him there. But I can't allow him to just, he's got an opportunity to go back to Oregon, probably make the same amount of money that he's going to make in his rookie contract. Phil Knight will make that happen. So I can allow my client to go back to Oregon and have another season with a new offensive coordinator because Will Stein's going to Kentucky, or you can pretty much promise me that he's going to be the number one overall pick. Is that so far-fetched? Because I know
it's not, but we're
not listening. One single player in this entire draft, unless they grew up a Jets fan or have some kind of family tie, wants to be a New York Jet.
That's tough. I mean, talk about a new day in college football where it's like, I don't care where I go, just draft me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it makes sense. Like, Vegas, are you going to take me or Mendoza? We're probably going to go with Mendoza. Okay, thank you very much. I'm coming back to Oregon.
Talk to you later.
You know, make some more money again in NIL and then maybe be the number one overall pick because he'll be in a league next year with Arch Manning coming out of the draft.
I don't know where Todd McShay is getting his money numbers, though, because the number two pick in the NFL draft last year made $46.6 million over his 4-year contract. So I'm not sure where Todd McShay is getting his numbers from. The number one pick last year made $48.7 million, 4 years fully guaranteed. I mean, so you're talking fully guaranteed money.
And those signing bonuses are fat.
Well, that includes the signing bonus, I think, as well with that. But I mean, like, you know, you're the number two overall pick. You're getting $46.6 million in guaranteed money. Like, that's not what the league or Oregon is going to be able to pay you. They're just not going to be able to pay that money, especially over the course of 4 years. You're going to make that. So
no way.
I understand not going to the Jets. I wouldn't want my son playing for the Jets either.
Hell no.
I don't blame him. I don't blame anybody for that. That organization has not done enough to prove that they're worthy of having somebody be drafted by them. And I think more of this stuff needs to be talked about so these organizations can change. They do need to be embarrassed. My hot seat is John Harbaugh, because I think it may end in Baltimore. And it's been 19 years.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bing dong. We've done your homework.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Scuttlebutt going on down there today. You know, they're still looking into things and whatnot. So I think John Harbaugh may be on the hot seat today, and it could end in Baltimore, and he would be a hot commodity for anybody. And if the Giants wanted to hire him, that'd be a great hire by the Giants.
That'd be awesome.
Or his brother calls him. And then you get both brothers on the sideline going up against you in the AFC today. West.
Locked, that would be fun. And ready to rock.
That'd be sick.
The brothers are fighting.
You know what we want to do? We want to coach a little bit together before we call it a career. How fun would that be, right?
I would love it.
Be interesting, because what, he'd just be the special teams coordinator?
Assistant head coach for
Head coach, run the special teams, run a little defense. Jim take care of the offense. Sounds good to me.
You think they get into a fist fight on the sideline?
100%.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I think getting like the fight with like those two guys in Britain, where they're just in the street flipping each other off, like back and forth, like nothing's happening. They're just giving fingers to each other.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we get into the off-season plan for the Kansas City Chiefs. You're on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary.
But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bing dong. We've done your homework.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.